This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Ag lobbyists react positively to auto tariff carve-outs. Johnson backs Trump on tariffs, and Jones blasts FDA changes. New auto tariff carve-outs, a good sign for ag lobbyists. Lobbyists for agriculture interests see a positive sign in the tariff relief President Donald Trump is offering to U.S. auto manufacturers. Car manufacturers are really important, a D.C.-based lobbyist said. So is the domestic ag industry. The lobbyists argued that the administration's willingness to give at least some relief is a good sign for the U.S. ag sector, given its previous insistence there would be no carve-outs. The lobbyists added that the administration officials have become more receptive to meeting with industry leaders, in part because hiring has allowed for more staff to hold meetings. There is a little bit more room for conversation, the lobbyist said. A second ag industry lobbyist says they were encouraged by the administration's willingness to ease pain points following conversations with industry. I think there's a lot of optimism to see in that, they said. Take note, other industries may be able to piggyback on the relief given to the auto sector as a part of the effort to reduce tariff stacking. The administration said imports subject to the new duties on Mexico and Canada will not also face the additional steel and aluminum tariffs if both are applicable. Johnson still with Trump on tariffs, but says Congress can step in. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress shouldn't step in to claw back trade policymaking powers at this time, but lawmakers could get involved if there becomes an imbalance. I think the executive has a broad array of authority that's been recognized over the years, Johnson said at an event hosted by Axios yesterday. If it gets close to where the imbalance is there, then we would step in, he added. Before any legislative action, the speaker said he would first raise the issue with the president. Johnson added, "Right now, I think ultimately this policy is going to achieve the desired outcome. We're applauding that." Take note, there is bipartisan legislation in both the House and the Senate to claw back congressional trade policymaking powers and give Congress a vote on new tariffs. Former food leader at FDA responds to agency changes. The Food and Drug Administration's Human Foods Program has undergone a few changes since former Deputy Commissioner Jim Jones resigned in February. Yesterday, he warned that some of those changes, largely cuts to communications and administrative staff, could seriously degrade the agency and efforts to respond to foodborne outbreaks. Speaking at a food policy event hosted by the Institute of Food Technologists, Jones said he felt good about the decision, his decision to leave the agency after just 17 months. His departure was prompted by the termination of probationary employees, which he said put the program's future at risk. "The idea that I would spend 10 hours a day dismantling something I just built to me was just not why I joined the FDA," Jones said. "I think that what I expected was going to happen has happened." What he's seeing? Well, since his resignation, he said there have been further cuts at HHS and FDA through a broad reduction in force. The loss of the bulk of the FDA communication staff likely will hamper efforts to update and communicate with the public, which contradicts claims of, quote, radical transparency at HHS, he said. Administrative staff handling human resources, union relations, contracts, budgets, and more were also cut from FDA, Jones said. "This slows action on all these tasks, but it also means staff focused on core activities with backgrounds in nutrition, microbiology, and toxicology will have to divert their time to complete the administrative activities." His greatest concern? Well, the biggest risk of all these changes, Jones said, is the impact on food safety. He said the food safety program relies on infrastructure that is being degraded. This could make it harder for FDA to respond to outbreaks quickly. Looking ahead, Jones says he's concerned agency leadership will take resources out of the food safety programs to fund other priorities in chemical safety and nutrition. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and FDA Commissioner Martin McCary have been vocal about these issues, but have yet to establish a vision for food safety. Take note, Jones was skeptical that FDA's plan to remove all synthetic food dyes will be successful. The move relies largely on food companies voluntarily cooperating with FDA to remove the chemicals. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Specialty crop groups urge USDA to continue pesticide residue data collection. 37 specialty crop groups have asked Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to keep funding pesticide residue data collection efforts. In a letter to Rollins, the group said the information collected through the Agricultural Marketing Service Pesticide Data Program helps the EPA assess dietary exposure to pesticide residues. It also assists the Foreign Agriculture Service international marketing efforts and informs FDA's decision-making. They said the data helps, quote, reaffirm that the government's restrictions involving pesticide residues and other food safety efforts are working well in protecting health. The groups include the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and the Western Growers Association. Here's today's final word that will destroy a farm bill. It's the wrong way to go about it. That Senator Ben Ray Luan, a New Mexico Democrat, on Republican efforts to use Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding to offset farm safety net provisions in a budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.